Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello everybody and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're looking ahead to Tuesday's Irish action tonight coming from Sligo. There's an 8th race mix card to enjoy and you can hear all of the racing here on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Mick Norton, Chris Pimlott and Gary Capewell. In the meantime, my name is Sam Norris and I'm joined on the line once again by Andy Holding. How are you today, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Yeah, I'm good, mate. I'm good.
Yeah, good stuff. And a tricky looking card tonight from Sligo. Plenty of maidens in tonight.
Yeah, similar to what we faced last night at Roscommon. Split card. We've got 4 flat races and 3 jump races to conclude. But as we saw last night at Roscommon, things didn't pan out all that favourably for the punters. There was even the 2-9 chance got beat. So
yeah,
we certainly don't want to be counting our chickens tonight. And those first 2 or 3 races are certainly not for the faint-hearted.
Yeah, absolutely. But hopefully we can point our listeners in the direction of some winners.
Best.
Yeah, we'll start then with the first race on the card, the 4:50, an auction maiden, this one over 6 furlongs, and Newton Bomb leads the market at 2-1. Invincible Diamond, Tags Island, and Not Really are all available at 4-1, and it's 10-1 or bigger prices the remainder. Again, we mentioned at the top of the podcast, it is tricky tonight. This is a tricky maiden to start with, isn't it?
It is, yeah. We don't really know enough about all of these to be dogmatic, but what we do know is that Newton Bond has got the best form in the book here at this track, and that came on the 6th of August when, making the running from stall 7 from a good break, William McCreary's filly showed bright speed throughout and only just got run out of it late on by a horse of Jim Bolger's, who's obviously quite useful, called Vocal Nation. Has the hood on tonight as well, so perhaps connections as fillers are that pacifying device might work the oracle with this horse. Obviously, she's got to prove that she gets a little bit further than the 6.5 furlong she raced over a couple of weeks ago. This is an extra 0.5 furlong she's got to contend with. The ground's going to be similar to what she faced, so that shouldn't be an issue. Now, the ground is yielding currently on the flat course after 5 millimetres of rain overnight. And, if she gets to the front, she could be quite difficult to beat. But it won't be easy, because she does face a couple of horses from powerful yards that have already shown a glimmer of promise in decent maidens at much better tracks than Sligo. One of them is Tags Island, although finishing last on debut, it was certainly against good company. The winner, I think, was quite useful, Lucidia, that day, and back in third was Dandelion. Cape Cross Island was also in fourth. So, you know, those two horses, or the latter two horses I mentioned, already shown some good form. So that wasn't a bad run from Johnny Mercer's Charge. Up in trip and likely to be suited to the cut in the ground from a low draw. I think he's probably the each way better race. Also, favourable mention for Not Really, who comes from the Dermot Weld Stable. Ran really well in a good Tipperary maiden won by Jim Bolger's Fields of May. I think that race could work out quite well. So not a lot to choose between the front three in the market. Obviously, Newton Bomb's got the track form, and with a good break, could be difficult to beat. But I like the way that Tags Island shaped on debut at Nace. An adequate-looking trip, and I'll go with him each way around about the 4-1 mark.
OK, then Tags Island in that one for Andy. Next up is the 5:20 from Sligo. Again, over 6 furlongs, this one a handicap, and we've got joint favourites here in Hatton Cross and Wright First. Hatton Cross finished a respectable third last time out at Leopardstown. Wright First disappointed maybe at Tipperary, but 2 good second-place finishes before that. Is it between the top two in the market for you, Andy, or are you looking elsewhere?
I wouldn't say it's between the top two, and obviously it's been priced up that way, but there are others with chances, 1 or 2 dangerous floaters in this viciously looking 7 furlong handicap. We'll start with Wright First, who has yet to win a race in 7 starts, but she's been placed on more than one occasion, and her 2 previous runs to the one at Tipperary the day were quite good on the figures behind Fix It and Artistic Integrity respectively. She stays quite well. She's probably a little bit void of a turn of foot really, this horse. She's just all about the one speed, and that's the only slight issue I have with her. She just seems to keep going without doing anything spectacular late on. The ground also could be a slight concern as well. She's a filly by Seed and Excel, and most of those horses' offspring won at a fast ground, and her best form's all been on fast ground, so that run overnight could have just blunted her chances. So I'm therefore going to go with Hatton's Cross, who he's probably the most reliable horse in this race. He's 4-1 currently this morning with William Hill. I think that's probably the safest option from an each-way perspective, particularly if he runs anywhere near the level that he has been of late. He finished third the other day down in Leopardstown over what looked an inadequate 6 furlongs when he kept on strongly from the back of the field to get within 2.5 lengths of the eventual winner. Our Jock has been in good form throughout the summer period. And he was also a winner early on this season at Limerick as well, over an extended 6. So, you know, there's not a lot of things to knock about his credentials. He was also third in this race last year as well, which is an important point to make. On soft ground, he chased down Vasoni off the similar mark to tonight, a mark of 60. So he's at the kind of right level to perform to a decent standard. The only negative is the draw. Stall 12 can be a bit of a bogey, but hopefully Billy Lee can get him into a good position. And I think Hatton's Cross should be there or thereabouts come the end of the race.
Fair enough, Hatton's Cross in that one for Andy. Next up is the 5.50, another 7 furlong handicap here, and Red Laser leads the market at 7-2. It's 4-1 for Rockview Emperor. Singapore Secret is 11-2. Indigo Iris 7-1. Mooby Creek 7-1. Affectionate Lady 8. Unraveled is 8-1. Bistring Dancer is 8-1, and it's 16s bar. What are your thoughts on this race, Andy?
My thoughts are that I'm not going to have too strong of a view in this particular race. It is really probably one of the hardest races I've come across in recent times. All modest horses, none of them are that reliable, and quite a few of them are not exactly guaranteed to go on the ground or around the track, so there are more negatives than there are positives. The only positive I've got really is John McConnell's charge, Rockview Emperor, and he's going to be the selection. He's around about a 4-5-1 chance with most firms this morning, and I think he should be entitled to go well here. He ran well the other day down in Nace behind She's Not Simple, suggesting that he definitely wants to step back up in trip. He's been running over inadequate distances this season, the 2 5-furlong races at Navan and Bellistan. He was totally taken off his feet after slow starts. His only career victory came at the stiff 7 furlongs at Nace, to provide that day. So hopefully back up to 7 furlongs, this gelding by Holy Roman Emperor can certainly run a fair enough race, and he's the tentative each-way vote from a low draw.
All right then, fair enough. Next up is the 6.20, 1 mile, 2 furlong contest. This one, yet another maiden to tackle. And Corona Borealis is the 7-4 market leader, with Ring Chief at 3-1. Next Bend, 7-2. Diamond Days, 15-2. 17-2 for Comedy Club and 10s bar.
Actually, I don't mind this race, to be honest, Sam. This is one of the most straightforward races to get your head around, really. I think there's only really two that I'd concentrate on here or suggest that could win. And probably one of the best bets of the card does run in this race. Corona Borealis from the Johnny Murta stable should take this race if he runs to the level that he did last time out behind Queen of Alba. The pair of them were well clear of the rest. And it was under similar conditions that this horse faces tonight. That was a really strongly run race that night. There was no prisoners, and the speed figure of the race was by good way the best on the card. I know Queen of Alba's got beat subsequently, but Connections rather unwisely took her to Garen the other day to run in a Group 2 contest. So it shows you the sort of esteem that Queen of Alba's held in by Connections. But obviously, you know, she wasn't up to scratch. She finished mid-division. But Corina Borealis chased home that, obviously improving there. And, you know, that was an encouraging sign. He's also run well here early on in the season as well, behind a horse of Andrew Oliver's called Arby Your Clown. So he's 2 runs at the track on soft ground over today's distance have yielded 2 really good runs for Corona Borealis, and he looks as though he's only really got Ring Chief to beat. I don't really fancy Next Bond. He looked very one pace of the day down in Navan, in a moderately run race, and he's got the visor on first time out, so, you know, Dermot Vail feel as though he needs some kind of boost. But Ring Chief, I thought, ran well in a race which is working out spectacularly down in Galway. The winner, Missing, has gone on to win at Leopardstown off a mark of 95, and Falkirk, who was fourth, won the other day down in Banningrobe. So he probably run to a level in the 80s that day, Ring Chief, and with normal improvement, he could take quite high rank here, but he is unproven on the ground. So definitely Johnny Murta's charge here, holds all the aces, and I'd expect him to win that 6.20.
All right, then, there you go, the pick from Andy in that one. Next up is the 6.50, another 1 mile, 2 furlong race. This one, a handicap, and a Temasek Star has had money for it this morning. Opened at 10-3 now, backed into 5-2 favourite. Keyboard Melody is the 11-4. Would you be following the money here, Andy?
Yeah, definitely, yeah. This is probably the second best bet on the card here, Temasek Star from the Mickey Halford Yard. First sign of light came over a distance in keeping with tonight's race, 1.25 miles on soft ground. Prior to that, all these other runs have been at shorter distances where he hasn't had a chance to show what he can do. And I thought he was a bit unlucky as well down in Ballinrobe the last day when he got rather hampered and he just didn't really handle the home bend. It's a real sharp hairpin bend, as we know, down in Ballinrobe, and he didn't come round the turn all that well. He's quite a big, cumbersome horse, and you know, he just got a bit unbalanced. But setting off in the home straight, he fairly flew home, and he also met a bit of trouble in running in the home straight. But I like the way he went through the line. He was really going on strong at the finish that day. So I think he'll reverse the form with Keyboard Melody, and Keyboard Melody has been chalked up favourite here. So I do agree with the market here that Temasek Star should be favourite. Do keep an eye on St Peter's Square, who's got the first-time cheek pieces on. He might well be suited by better grounding time. Up to now, he just looks a bit on the leg and a bit weak, and I don't think he's quite the finished article, but he's quite a nice big tall horse, and I'd imagine David Watchman to get races out of him off his current mark. But Temasek Star, the big eye catcher down in Ballinrobe the other day, on this more stiff galloping track, should hopefully justify the market support.
Okay, then Temasek Star in that one for Andy. Next up is the 7:20, a 2 mile maiden hurdle this one, and Torcif heads affairs at 6-4. Looks like it could be a cut above the rest of this horse, but does have to concede £8 to the field. Where are you going?
Yeah, I mean, Torcif's had quite a few chances, and you know, you've been asked to take a fairly short price, 6-4. I imagine actually that would probably come under threat with some punters having you know, the belief that this horse has got its best chance to finally get off the mark. Certainly got the best form in the race, there's no doubt about that, Torcif. He ran in Galway the other day in the race, which is working out well. Hash Brown, who was fourth, and Gutsy Rocky, who was fifth, have both won out of that race, won by Most Peculiar. And Torcif was the one that was responsible for that strong pace that day. They obviously tried different tactics with his horse, trying to make plenty of use of him. Those tactics didn't materialise. Prior to that, he's been very much a hold-up performer. He's run at Fairy House, the time before was good, and also at the same venue at the festival behind the Emperor of Exmoor. That wasn't a bad run either. So, he, you know, he does set a good standard here. If you're looking for an alternative, then perhaps Island Villa might be the one. He just got into a little bit of trouble off the home turn the other day down in Sligo, and he once again did his best work at the end. I'm sure that Dennis Hogan will get a race out of him. But, you know, he's just becoming also frustrating as well. 0-12 doesn't exactly strike you with a great deal of confidence. So this is really Torcif's to lose. You know, they'll throw the book at him tonight if he doesn't manage to get his head in front. So on process elimination rather than anything else, I will go with Colin Bowes. Up to now, slightly frustrating six-year-old.
Okay, then, fair enough. That's the pick in that one. Next up is the 7:50, 2.5 mile handicap hurdle, this one, and the horses who lead the market are both in the colours of JP McManus this morning. Kenne Cross is 4-1. One Fine Morning, 4-1, but that is reserved. Would need a couple to come out. Johnson's Best, 5-1. Milan Ridge, 8-1. The 2 J's, 8-1. Glen Orchilad, 8-1. 9-1, Drive the Bus, and 11-1. But who stands out in this race?
Well, because of the unique nature of this course, obviously being a fairly sharp course, but at the same time a stiff uphill finish, I do think track form is very much worth its weight in gold here. So you've got to pay close inspection to that race that was won by the 2 J's here. That was on the 13th of July. And the 2 J's has also won here before. That was his second career victory at this track, so he clearly loves the demands of this venue. But back in second is the horse I'm going to take him on with here tonight, in the shape of Johnston's Best from the Bill Harney stable, mare by King's Theatre, who has been nibbled out in the market on one or two occasions prior to that. So obviously they've been expecting better, but that was the first time that this horse showed signs of proper life. And the way this horse finished off its race the other day by the 2 J's, I think he's got a good chance, she's got a good chance of turning the form around, particularly as there's a more emphasis on stamina tonight. And also as well, interestingly, David Spain, who rode it on that occasion, has been replaced by Davey Russell. So connections really must fancy this horse tonight. It's already been nibbled out in the market as well by William Hill. So I'm expecting a huge run here from Johnson's Best. A decent each way bet is very much in the offing there in the 7:50.
Johnson's Best in that one for Andy. And right you are, he's already in from 6s to 5s this morning. Next up is the last race of the day, the 8:20 from Sligo. 2 mile, 4 furlong maiden hurdle, this one. And Donatus Comet is your even money favourite. Claiming benefits is 4-1. Old Castle Town, 5-1. Via del Corso is 6-1. It's 10-1 bar those. Who's the selection in the lucky last, Andy?
Yeah, I'll go with Donatus Comet. Slightly reluctantly, it must be said, because the ground would be an issue if it got any softer. I certainly think if you're thinking of backing this horse, you need to look at the conditions of the three races on the National Hunt course. Of course, it might ride a bit quicker than the flat course. But this horse certainly holds the best form in this race. A very good bumper horse in his day, back in 2011, won three off the reel, and hasn't quite lived up to the expectations that Connections would have hoped through one thing or another. But, you know, that run at Galway the other day was certainly good enough to take at a race of this nature if it runs to that kind of level. Then Beckwith Star Course, who won for the Henry de Bromhead camp, unfortunately got turned over the other day by a horse that was in the ruck that day at Galway, a horse called Swantikay from the Gordon Elliott stable. But at least we know that form is quite good. And the fact this horse carried top weight to such a good effort was enough to make me tip this horse tonight. The icing on the cake is Shane Shortall's been booked, who, you know, obviously lessens the burden this horse has to carry. There are one or two other interesting horses in this race, Oldcastle Town, claiming benefits. I mean, the other course will probably get placed again if you're looking for a place-only bet. But he never wins. He's 0-13. So you're left with Donata's comment, the best horse in the race on the figures, and hopefully those figures hold true in the last.
Okay, good stuff. If you could just remind us again one more time, please, Andy, of your eight selections from Sligo's racing on Tuesday, please.
Yeah, bumper card tonight, Sligo, plenty for everyone, four flat races, four over the obstacles, and start off with an intriguing maiden. Hopefully Tags Island will run better than he did on debut, and should at least get himself in the frame. The 5.20, really tough handicap, but I'll go with the solid one, if you like, Hatton's Cross from an each-way perspective. 5.50, another tricky old race to consider, but Rock View Emperor, hopefully now stepping back up to a more suitable trip, will run well in that 7 furlong handicap. 6.20, the best bet in the cards, Corona Borealis, who's already shown that he loves this track with a bit of cut in the ground, and if he runs to the level he has done, hopefully that might be good enough. 6.50, Temasek Star was hugely lucky down in Ballinrobe. He should make amends there. In the 7.20, over obstacles, we go with Torsif, who kicks off the three races over Timber. Then we've got in the 7.50, again, another tricky old handicap. But hopefully, my selection here, Johnson's best, will run well each way. And in the final race, Donata's Comet looks the part. Let's hopefully he lives up to the billing.
Thank you very much. The thoughts of Andy Holding then on William Hill's Irish Racing Podcast. And you can catch all of the action from Sligo over on William Hill's Racing Radio from 1:50 p.m. Mick Norton, Chris Pimlott and Gary Capewell in the studio bringing you the action from Sligo, as well as domestically from Brighton, Yarmouth, Leicester and Worcester. Thanks very much for joining me today on the podcast, Andy, and I hope you enjoy Sligo this evening.
Will do. Thanks, buddy.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.